From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump says he's open to talks with North Korea at the appropriate time. He spoke by phone with his South Korean counterpart Moon Jae-in Wednesday. They underscored the importance of maintaining maximum pressure on Pyongyang over its nuclear program. At a news conference, Mr. Trump said he's upbeat about Tuesday's first high-level inter-Korean talks in more than 2 years that resulted in North Korea's promise to participate in the Winter Olympic Games.
A lot of good talks are going on right now. A lot of good energy. I see a lot of good energy. I like it very much, what I'm seeing. I just spoke this morning with the, as you know, with the president, President Moon of South Korea. He had some really great meetings. His representatives had a great, great meeting. And I had some very good feedback from that. So hopefully a lot of good things are going to work out.
One media report suggested U.S. officials had been contemplating a military strike against the North. Ken Goss is with the Center for Naval Analyses.
That would be also suggestive of the idea that if the U.S. can make North Korea believe that all options are on the table, including the military option, that it might make North Korea more willing to come to the table. I would argue, on the other hand, that North Korea is adamant about not giving up its nuclear program.
He says the U.S. must drop its precondition for denuclearization. South Africa's ruling African National Congress did not discuss the future of President Jacob Zuma during a Wednesday meeting. Mr. Zuma faces growing pressure over corruption allegations. Meanwhile, a committee of lawmakers, including opposition member John Steenhuisen, met to review plans for possible impeachment.
I think what you're seeing here is the Constitutional Court's admonition for Parliament to act with urgency in this.
The court found Parliament had failed to hold Mr. Zuma to account over the use of public funds for his private home. This is VOA News. Turkey Wednesday called on Russia and Iran to pressure Syria to halt its military campaign in northwest Idlib province. Foreign Minister Mevlut Kusufoglu said Moscow and Tehran must fulfill their duties under a joint accord last year in which all three countries announced a de-escalation zone. Trinity University history professor David Lesh said Turkey has a long-standing interest in the province.
And the Turks are responsible for that area. They've traditionally supported many of the rebel groups that now have either relocated to Idlib or have been there since the beginning of the conflict. And furthermore, from Turkey's perspective, if the fighting intensifies in Idlib, there's going to be a new wave of refugees crossing over into Turkey.
The UN said some 100,000 in Idlib have already fled their homes. Britain, France, Germany, and Iran are reaffirming Thursday their support of the 2015 Iran nuclear agreement. President Trump, who in October refused to certify Tehran was in compliance with the deal, is expected to decide by Friday whether to continue waiving U.S. sanctions on Iranian oil exports. Meanwhile, the White House has expressed concern over reports Iran has imprisoned thousands and tortured and killed some following days of anti-government protests. It called for their immediate release. The UN Wednesday reaffirmed its commitment to help Libya organize elections by year's end. Jeffrey Feltman is the Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs.
The Secretary General is committed to supporting the people of Libya as they work toward a referendum on the Constitution, as they work toward elections, and as they work toward local and national reconciliation.
The UN hopes elections can stabilize the North African country swept by chaos following the 2011 ouster of longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi. Ethiopian lawmakers have approved a ban on foreign adoptions. The decision came after heated debate over the country's lack of child care centers. The death of an 11-year-old Ethiopian-born girl in the U.S. back in 2011 sparked outrage in the country. The military in Myanmar, also known as Burma, acknowledged Wednesday its soldiers murdered 10 captured Rohingya Muslims during an insurgent attack in September. The military said local Buddhists forced the captured men to first dig their own graves. The army launched a crackdown in Western Rakhine State that forced hundreds of thousands of Rohingya to flee to Bangladesh since August. Japanese automakers Toyota and Mazda Wednesday announced plans to build a joint venture auto plant in Huntsville, Alabama. Kay Ivey is the state's governor.
These fine companies have pledged to invest $1.6 billion in Alabama and to bring 4,000 new jobs at an average salary of $50,000.
The production of Toyota Corollas and Mazda SUVs is expected to begin in 2021, turning out 300,000 vehicles a year. Armed gunmen in Paris are said to have made off with more than $5 million worth of jewels from the Ritz Hotel. Three of the five thieves have been caught. None of the jewels has been recovered. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ooh, yeah, mama, hey. Hello again, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot, rocking, and beautiful sounds from across this great African continent will be coming to you again, so I want you to relax. Today, we'll be driving all the way to the east end of Africa. The east, yes, comes Wood Phoebe from Kenya. And this great man is going to be my guest later on the show. And we'll be playing some beautiful music from this great son of Kenya. So stay tuned and don't go away. But let's start the ball rolling right now from Sierra Leone with the music of JR featuring Negadon. And this is Anything. Yes, this is a very beautiful sound. And right after that, Alhaji by Naomi Achu from Cameroon. And Adeobi by Marvins featuring the Don Jazzy group in Nigeria. But Anything is our track that we're going to start off today's show with from JR featuring Negadon from Sierra Leone.
Baby, you bass in my brain. Ooh. Baby, you take over me, boo. You make me dance in calypso. For you, my love, I will do anything. Baby, you know me, mama. I no go make you fall so far. Baby, you know I love you like seriously. So baby, don't stop loving me. Oh, na 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 na.
This is a song for all the girls. All the girls in the building.
Na 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 na. Yeah. Araba di 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 bam 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 bam. All the girls wanna go pee rap bam bam bam. Wanna take me up a ride to a pop dear. Because I don't show gara gara baga bam
bam. Baby, show me. Tell me what you think about this. I keep singing, telling people what you mean to me. If it wasn't for you, don't know what my life would have been. Darling, you're so true, and there's nothing I won't do. So I go day for you, spend on for you, and keep on for you. I go clean on for you, design on for you, till I make on for you. So I go day for you, spend on for you, and keep on for you. I go clean on for you, design on for you, till I make on for you.
Baby, you pass in my brain. Baby, you take over me, oh. You make me dance in calypso. For you, my love, I will do anything. Baby, you know me, mama. I no go make you go so far. Baby, you know I love you like seriously. So baby, don't stop.
Yes,
one. Baby, I want you to strip down, shake up your bum bum. Two. If I spend my money, will you dance for me? Three. Scatter the place like a upline Corona. Four. If I give you something, will you be there? Oh, ciao, Panama. One, two, do your Panama. Every day I dey keep on doing my Panama, baby. Love you, you love me, Panama. Ah, Jack, Panama, oh, I love you, sweetie, Panama. Dancey, dancey for me, oh, Panama. I love you, baby, oh, my sweetie, Panama. Baby, you pass in my brain, oh. Baby, you take over me, oh. You make me dance in calypso. For you, my love, I will do anything. Baby, you know me, mama. I no go make you fall so far. Baby, you know I love you like seriously. So baby, don't stop loving me.
Not tell on that woman that I'm too sexy. Every day you are gonna drive me crazy. Me not gonna left your body, no, no. Every night I'm on a battlefield more. Are you alone? No one fi do it. Tenderness you make me body complete. Okay, down from the bed, come down to the floor. In the bathroom, like a back up on the wall. They love me after you, woman, and never ending. Me what you know, say it's a perfect blending. Come make me love you up till early morning. I love you so bad, you can take all me money. Good boy, now I have no room for regrets. Now I have no shoes in my closet. I'm so shallow. Connect.
Baby, you pass in my brain, oh. Baby, you take over me, oh. You make me dance in calypso. For you, my love, I will do anything. Baby, you know me, mama. I no go make you fall so far. Baby, you know I love you like seriously. So baby, don't stop loving me. Baby, you pass in my brain, oh. Baby, you take over me, oh. You make me dance in calypso. For you, my love, I will do anything. Baby, you know me, mama. no go make you fall so far. Baby, you know I love you like cedar skis. Baby, don't stop loving me.
Yeah, JR alongside Negadon. Anything just for you.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Voodoo, turn you into a moogle. This chicken, since they had it, ladies, forget it. Even Gary Boy, please, Lord, it's
Adele B, Beautiful Music, Marvin's featuring the Don Jazzy group from Nigeria, and right before that, Naomi Achu of Cameroon in El Haji, and JR featuring Negadon from Sierra Leone in Anything. You are listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America. Don't forget to join me and my guest later on today on this great African Beat show, Wood Phoebe from Kenya. Stay tuned, I'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Esther Michael. You're listening to The African Beat, the hottest African music show on The Voice of America with David Vandy.
You're listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America. Yeah, if you are around Freetown, Sierra Leone, or any part of Sierra Leone, you can also catch us on Radio Tempo 94.7 FM. The African Beat comes on there Mondays through Fridays, 0905 and 2005 UTC, live on 94.7 FM Radio Tempo. All right, let's get back to music. And we go to South Africa with the legendary Lucky Dube in Different Colors, One People. Yeah, we need to bring out something like this, that we may be different in color, but we are just one people. And that is by the great legend Lucky Dube, Gone But Not Forgotten. Colors, One People, the legendary Lucky Dube from South Africa, the African Beat on The Voice of America. When I come back, my guest will be right here, Wood Phoebe from Kenya.
Oh my God, I am classy sassy. I'm so in love with African beats on The Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Vandy.
Hello again and welcome to your super show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. I'm David Vandy here in Washington, live from Studio 4. And today my guest is from Kenya. Wow.
he's a tough guy, you know, and you want to meet him. And that is Wood Phoebe. Welcome to the African Beat, Wood Phoebe.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Am I saying it right? The Wood Phoebe or Wood Phoebe?
Wood Phoebe.
Wood Phoebe.
Yes.
And what is Wood Phoebe?
Wood Phoebe simply means the son of Phoebe.
The son of Phoebe.
Phoebe is my mom, my late mom. May she rest in peace. Wood means son.
Son, okay. The son of Phoebe.
Yes.
Wow. Well, that's great. And I think I'll start looking at myself as Wood Vandy, the son of Vandy.
Yes. Wood Vandy.
Yeah. All right. Well, you are here today and on the African Beat. So tell me a little bit about yourself.
Okay, myself, I'm a simple guy. I'm Wood Phoebe, the son of a woman, you know, and by the grace of God, I'm in America, and by the special grace, I'm on African Beat with one and only David Vandy.
All right. Well, today we're going to look at some of your songs. I know you have 4 albums to your credit,
yes.
But unfortunately, we cannot play all 4 right now on the show.
Yeah.
But we'll be looking at 3 of your songs. And so let's look at the first song that you're going to play. In fact, what we're going to do is we're going to just hit the song.
Yeah.
We're going to play it. And you're going to perform the song right here in the studio. Uh-huh. And when we come back, we'll talk about it. And the song is Nya Jalo.
I'm ready.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's get the song right now. Nya Jalo, and this one is done by Wood Phoebe right here in the studio.
Nya Jalo, Nyako Manosu Shis. Grand President B.I.B. Musica Nya Jalo Nyako Maratego.
Yes.
Nya Jalo Nyako Majabe. Ongeyo loso pesa cha moluche. Ongeyo twere fashion conscious. Ongeyo wiro mo dende yo. Ongeyo pedo mesa odele. Ongeyo rwako welo chunye le. Ongeyo ndiso wot chalo malkia. Nya Jalo.
Just call her Black Beauty, her orating.
Nya Jalo is full of life. Yawa Nya Jalo is very positive. Nyakoma think white, always at the cutting edge. Nyakoma ngeyo ber, kendo understand fashion. Hawezi kukubali majaribu kumweka chini. Nyakoma chayo ping, maoksechi. Yawa Nyakoma ratego, mokinyalche sogo. Yawa Nya Jalo.
Bele, inauza nyumba.
Bisenene, kakuwoto. To bisenene, kakonyono.
Yawa.
Bisenene, kakuyengo. Samu woto, woto kojashir. Samu nyono, onyono matintin kapikok. Samu yengo.
Madiaba.
Nya Jalo. Nya Jalo, nyako mwinjo dialo. Nya Jalo. Nyako mo winjo wero. Nya Jalo. Nyako mo winjo dendo. Nya Jalo. Nyako mo winjo pako. Oh Nya Jalo. Nya Jalo. Nyako maratego. Nya Jalo. Nyako majabe. Ongeyo loso pesa chamo luche. Ongeyo twere fashion conscious. Ongeyo wiro mo dende yo. Ongeyo pedo mesa odele. Ongeyo rwako welo chunye le. Ongeyo ndiso wot chalo malkia.
She's brown.
Nya Jalo. Nya Jalo, Nya Jalo, Nya Jalo. Nya Jalo, nyako ma is well composed.
kato soma mana matin hautajua yam katoko yo bukmana kidogo tu okibifueyo nyajaluo nikech kata kakoloso kende is just an attraction ya wadonge kako present herself kende pulls like a magnet ya wanyajaluo ya wanyajaluo ya wanyajaluo
Dr. David Agangu
kilimo nyajaluo ibirombo sana kilimo nyajaluo utafurahi sana utakaribishwa vizuri kama kuna joto utatolewa koti kama kuna baridi utapewa blanketi utaulizwa unataka kula nini kuna pizza kwenye fridge kuna hot dog hata ukipenda utapata kuna meatballs ukitaka utapata sausage ya kuku hata biziko Niburudisho halisi ninazo Maji ya tamu ninayo Amarula ukipenda utapata Jameson ukipenda utapata Johnny Walker ukitaka utapewa Nyajaluo piro nyisi bange Feel at home, relax, usiwe na wasiwasi I'm at your service, yao Nyajaluo Nyako donge ber manigi pesane Nyako donge ber modage ode Nyako donge ber marie mbogache Nyako donge ber monge wiromo Nyajaluo she's one in a million Nyajaluo she's a strong woman
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nyajaluo. I love it. I love the woman. Movement. Man.
So, you know what? I want you to tell me, what is Nyajaluo? What are you singing about?
Nyajaluo is a Luo woman. Okay? Uh-huh. Like, let me say, an African woman.
An African woman?
Yes.
Okay.
An African woman. And I'm looking at an African woman with her beauty. You know? She's a sophisticated woman. A woman full of, you know, herself in a way, on the positive way, you know, like if I have to dress, man, I'm an empress. I dress to impress.
Mm-hmm. You get I can point? See that.
Yeah, you know, you know. And if I'm walking, I have to walk like a peacock. You know, I take my steps one at a time. I'm not in a hurry. Come on now. Yes, I'm an African woman.
Man,
the beauty's in me.
I tell you.
Oh my.
Man, the way you describe it is as yes. if the African woman is standing right there.
Yes. And uh-huh. if, you know, I'm saying an African woman, even if her education is just of a low standard, you'll not know.
Le grand.
Because the way she's Wood composed Phoebe. Herself is just more than an attraction.
You are the man.
Eh? Opoto.
Well, that's a beautiful song. Opoto.
Opoto.
You know, we'll come to that. You know, it is such a beautiful song. I love the rhythm. You know, it takes me back to the real African rumba.
Yes.
You know, I love the flavor of the music.
Thank you.
But, you know, I understand you are a music producer.
Yes, definitely.
And you used to be behind the scenes most of the time.
Yes.
So what actually made you to come out?
Okay, you know, I've raised very many musicians by the grace of God back in Kenya. And you realize after raising musicians and some of them become celebrities, you know, they're on top there, they make the door, you know, and they look down upon you, you know, like now they despise you, you are a nobody to them,
you cannot
advise them, you cannot talk to them. And then I said, okay, I'm behind the scene, but for me to produce good songs for you guys, which means I can definitely sing, you know, for me to be producing that good song, I can sing myself, you know. So, let me do what I'm born to do. Because initially, I was not to do production. I was setting up my studio to produce my songs.
Okay.
Because I didn't want my quality of music to sound like others. I wanted to be unique in my own way, you know. So, when I set up the studio, before I recorded my first song, I met a guy, you know, at the streets, and it's like they were talking about recording, want to do a song. So I said, okay guys, I have a small home studio, let me go and help you guys so that you do your music, you know. And so when I went to record for them, they have some little money. Believe you me, I recorded the whole album, around 3 songs. You can't believe, at $20 only. Because I was like kind of just helping.
Because you just want to help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, when I did that song, you know, it only took a week. And this guy became boom. The song hits. It's a big hit. And he's like, no, you know. And all of a sudden, all the artists ran to me. They want to record at my studio. And thus I became a producer. I didn't plan to be a producer.
Okay.
You know. So you actually wanted
to do your own music.
My own music.
So now you are out with your own music. And what are people saying to you now that you're not behind the scenes?
No, when
and
I
everybody
began,
is now looking at Opportu.
Yeah, when I began, people were like, hi, guy, you're not supposed to be singing. You know, you're a producer. Why do you sing and produce at the same time? And so I got a lot of negativity at first, you know, and also people were like, were against me singing, you know. And I say, these people do not understand the art of music, you know, because I know very many big people who are musicians at the same time. They're producers. People like Jay-Z. Yeah. Jay-Z is a musician, is a producer. Kofi Olomide is a musician, is a producer. So I understood one fact that very many people, like the fans, most of them do not understand the complete package of music, you know. You get the point?
Like me being a director, and I'm also an actor.
Yes. So it's like telling me, if I'm a bus driver, I'm not supposed to own my own car and drive it at my own pleasure. Are you getting the point? Yeah, it's like if I'm a doctor, I'm not supposed to get sick and go to another doctor to treat me. Are you getting the point?
So that is all changing now.
Right. Actually, it's changing, and I thank God that I've been consistent, you know, I've been pressing on, you know, and doing my thing. You get the point?
And so how long did it actually take you to release 4 albums, just like that?
2 years. Actually, I started 2 years ago.
You are the master of your own.
Of course.
You produce your own music.
Of course. Even if I was sleeping at night and the song comes, I'll wake up.
You walk into the studio.
I tell my wife, baby, wait on, I'm going to the studio. Come back later.
Oh, my God. Okay. Now, I want us to look at another song here.
Yeah.
Cham Giwangi.
I love the song.
Yeah. So... you love the song.
I love the song.
So what's the meaning of Cham Giwangi?
Okay, Cham Giwangi, before I tell you the meaning, I believe in life everyone has a relation. Okay?
In life?
In life everyone has a relation.
Uh-huh.
And the relations are of different levels. But the relationship I'm talking about here is that of a man and a woman. Okay? Yeah, this guy was trying to hit on my woman, you know? Yeah, because I've made that woman, I've packaged her, you know, she's that sophisticated, eloquent, elegant woman, so immaculate, you know, with all the styles, you know, I'm the man, you know, I've made that woman to glitter.
Uh-huh.
And then there's this guy
came from nowhere,
you know, now he sees my babies now the best to hit on, you know, and coming with his cheap lyrics, you know. To hit on my girl.
So who I'm talking about.
I'm the man. And then here
and
I come.
Just standing there looking at him.
Looking and then I'm saying, Cham Giwangi. This is what I'm saying. Hey guy, Cham Giwangi simply means eat with your eyes.
Eat with your eyes.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? Let me enjoy this song, man. Now you've given me a new one. Hey guy.
Cham Giwangi. Eat with your eyes.
So let's get the song now. Cham Giwangi. Beautiful. Now it's coming from my guest in the studio today. Now this Phoebe is making me laugh. The son of Phoebe is my guest. And we're enjoying this song right now. Cham Giwangi, right from Studio 4 at the Voice of America in Washington. Let's go.
Macho yako kama sicho chako kula tu kwa macho na mijongero moro kajodongo wacho tamaili wafisi unaona mke wa mwenzio amengara sana unaanza kutamani unasema angelikuwa wako amengara vilivyo mwadogo wiche wange nyapirie kelo yom chalo budo. Oki kono yambo isi komana e Facebook irango jawo ngato
ne ichalo rara isiko mana kioro message ni se baby you are so sweet yawa you are on point I love your lips look at your nose yawa and your eyebrows they are so cute can I take you to Chakaraj just for a vacation to feel some fresh air for a queen like you but if you're so busy we can manage Java we do some milkshake kata Italian coffee
fisi ni fisi
kare manu ndiegi mama nyo sponsor kechikaya otadua gimine ni gobono ui wadue moloso los marigyo gombi yoyo maadi abamine ni gobono malu gir ngato migi won gi atoto mine ni gombono malu gir ngato migi won gi omera wendo mine ni gombono migi defender ngama provide all she needs chama chama giwangi yoyo cham giwangi
mwonyo lau nenda zako
cham giwangi mwonyo lau nenda zako
David Vandi
Josie baby salamu kwa Anyango Angira Nyarugwithi Masai
yes
yes
Juan Wodumbita
Wapi Arua Morin
Iwaso
Otea Shaban Vara Japa
Patik Dea
Niko Ugueno Bonyo Rafiki Yangu
Nyako Kaso Woodwegi Omera You look so familiar I think we've met somewhere before But I can't just recall where We need to meet And refresh our minds.
Aye.
And by the way, I love your six-pack.
Hey.
You are tall and dark.
Hey.
You are a dream husband. I love your beards. They look so cute, yawa. Omera is a negative glee. I can't get off my eyes from your photos. And the lady you're holding, I believe is your sister.
Wickedness.
You look alike. Uchalu yawa Uchalu Nyaka kakibuanjo
Ube ni bibi yake
Kare manu yegi magako Doge mitadua Nyalo mkorero oh, Dicho mine ligombono Manu giri ngato Nigi wongi Uwe mine ligombono Manu giri ngato Nigi won gi atote Uwe kamine ni gombono Nigi wa iguche Mami yese chete Chama chama gi wangi Cham gi wangi
Chama chama gi wangi
Mwonyolau Nenda zako
Chama chama gi wangi kama wewe ni fisi
Cham gi wangi
Chama chama gi wangi
Mwonyolau Nenda zako
Bong Rakwach, the same Big Mas Rudola, Wewe
Niyo Tangeo, Nibetio Loregodo, Natoka Natonya Sino Chueyo Gichuetne, Mari Mari, Mara Duare, Los Mari Maber, Wego Bomar Yawadu. Mamo acho ni nyako rock Mr. Price
is when she can look good
ha ampana
kata mana mtumba kiloko maleri goyo pas maber ibiro manangaro kendo you will still attract hata kama wanakula Hilton na wewe unakula kwa kibanda pale Kariobangi
hey
hakuna mwingine atakuwa so special safari ya choo ni ile ile Na hata harufu ni ile ile Kati chamu mana odialo e odi Tekalo kamibule gweno chama chama giwangi
Yabisengo
Kati mwe
pizza. Chama chama giwangi.
Beki na butola.
Kati wako mtumba. Jomukuru wako designer. Chama chama giwangi.
Uteo jakamanga.
Kati wato gitieni. Jomukuru ingo giprado. Chama chama giwangi.
Richie Opata.
Kati tiongi kabambe. Jomukuru tiongi iPhone. Chama chama giwangi.
Jako ako.
Nyako mineno jamerno. Uyi wadue maloso. Chama chama giwangi.
Mesha omolo.
Uyi mineno jamerno. Nyako wadue malito. Chama chama giwangi.
Wapi Professor Anthony.
Mapenzi obena. Malogiri ngato. Chama chama giwangi.
Beti Ouko. Minnesota, USA.
Rosi nyakara chonyo. Donge gir ngato. Chama chama giwangi.
Jako ako.
Teri atielo nyangia. Malogiri ngato. Chama chama giwangi.
Proud Teresia. Ah, nyaralego.
Obera polo piet nyapinga kash. Malogiri ngato. Chama chama giwangi.
Mercedes chungnebe.
Koko nyati suba. Manogir ngato, chama chama giwangi. Wood Phoebe, mwabdogi nong nemi. Manogir ngato, chama chama giwangi. Nyangi ako nyakano. Manogir ngato, chama chama giwangi yoyo. John Kabong, Rakwach. Officer ir ngato, chama chama giwangi yoyo. Apollo na majam yengo, manogir ngato, chama chama giwangiye.
Budo Siri,
Kasunku Rafaele, Wod Subagir ngato, chama chama giwangiye.
Budi Nyashula,
Oguyen janka mola na nyaka, chuwad turwa.
Yes.
Manogir ngato, chama chama giwangiye.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm. Cham Giwangi. Cool, I love man. It. I love it.
Yeah.
Man, so you actually told this guy to eat with his eyes.
Yeah, and the other hyenas. You know hyenas? Yeah, Team Mafisi, we call them Team Mafisi, the Team Hyenas. Uh-huh. Those who want to eat where they have not even worked hard to show. You know. Yeah, some tell them, hey, when you look at David Vandy, as handsome as cute as he is, that's someone's property. That's eat someone's with your eyes.
Eat with your eyes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And make sure, you know, that's what we say, you can smell, but you cannot taste.
Mm-hmm. You got it. That's the point now. You got it, man.
Cham Giwangi, beautiful music, mm-hmm. man. Yeah. So, now, you know, let's come back. We have one more track that you're going to play for us,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes, yes.
But, you know, let's talk about your visit here to the United States.
Yeah, yeah.
What is happening? Are you here on tour? Are you here to do some shows, or you've just visited?
Okay, I came on the 1st of December. And when I came, I was coming to stand with our brothers and sisters who were affected by the hurricane back in Texas, Houston.
Okay.
You know, so they had a small party to encourage them, you know, to be a blessing to them, you know, just to tell them all hope is not lost, you know, because there are some who lost their houses, you know. Yeah, so they told me, "Wood Phoebe, we love you here. Why don't you come and be part of this? And, you know, we show love for our brothers and sisters."
So we have a large Kenyan population in Texas.
Actually, in America.
In America.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's why I'm in Washington, D.C. today and in Maryland tomorrow, you know. Yeah. So when I came and said, "Okay, I'm coming to stand with my brothers and sisters." So I came, I did a very nice show in Houston. And then my brothers in Texas said, "Oh, you can't just come to Houston and don't come and bless us. Why didn't you come and greet us, man?" Yeah, so I went and greeted them. And then the ones in New Jersey said, "Oh, you must come
and greet us.
Right. And so I said, "I'm coming
like
to
you're
greet
going
you."
All over the place.
And so Maryland, Baltimore, come and greet us. Here I am today. And by the grace of God, now I'm here with David Vandy.
Uh-huh. Yeah. All right. You know, now let's go a little back, back home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know the political situation is it's a little calm now.
Yeah,
what
was
it like for the entertainment industry in Kenya at that time?
Actually, it was really a setback for us. It was really discouraging because, you know, as an artist, you perform for the people. and you people will not come to your show if there's tension, you know. And I'm sorry to say this, there was, you know, this brutality with the police people, you know, just, you know, any gathering, you know, is like illicit or illegal, you know. And so it was really affecting us because who will you go to perform to, you know? And so the artists generally were really suffering because you cannot make both end meets at the end of the day. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So we're really going through a lot of things. So most of the time we're just in our houses, you know, and we cannot go to work.
So how would you assess the government's involvement or the people in authority, their involvement into the entertainment industry in Kenya?
In Kenya, I would say we are lagging behind. You know, it's better you call a spade, not a big spoon. You know, it's a spade, you know. And in Kenya, we are lagging behind because we have got authorities or organizations that have been mandated to take care of musicians, things like that. But realize we are not really making it. We are not getting the results, you know, the returns, the royalties, you know. They get the big chunk of it and give peanuts to the artists, you know. And we as artists, we are working hard to make sure that this thing ends, you know, because we are really tired of being denied our rights as an artist. You realize those who are in charge of are in the offices who are supposed to represent the artists are living large while the artists are suffering, you know. Yeah, so we are working so hard by the grace of God to bring up unities among artists, and we want to have our own, you know, artists to be in those offices.
So if you want to send a message to like those in authority, what would you tell them about?
Yeah, I would tell is the right time they be honest and stop this corruption thing. You get the point, and begin, you know, representing us well and making sure that we get our rightful, you know, royalties and our rightful, you know, credit in terms of the work that we do, because it takes a lot, you know, of input money for an artist to get into a studio and even do the song and have the song get out there.
And that is even employment in a sense.
Yeah, it is.
You as producers are even creating employment
for other people, you know.
So now that you are producing your own songs,
yeah,
and have you stopped being, should I say, a philanthropist, wherein you used to help those in need, that mm-hmm. like you were walking down the street, you mm-hmm. met those boys and they were planning to go to the studio, but they don't have the money, just $20, and you were able to produce a whole album for them.
Yeah.
Have you stopped doing that, or do you still help and then still produce your own song?
Okay, I've not stopped doing that, but you know, the more you do something, the more you become wiser, and the more you get to learn and grow from one place, I mean, one level to the other. You get the point. And you know, music generally is a business, okay? And I've realized most of the people take it for granted. When you give them free help, they take it for granted, you know. So I'm going back home, because as you walk around the world, you also learn a lot of things. So I'm going back home to take my production to another level, in that now I'm going to be sourcing for talents myself, okay? And by sourcing for talents, I'll be organizing things like talent searches, you know, and I'll be doing it in regions. You get the point. Maybe counties, something like that. And then when I get the talents, okay, if you're good, you can sing. If you're coming from a certain area, I will make you to sweat for it, for you to get that support, you know. So I'll have many other artists come together, those who can sing, whatever, can rap, you know. And then I put you on a competition, something like that. Mm-hmm. So those who will be winning, because I'll be having a panelist of other artists who will want to work with me, those who have raised, things like that. So those who win, now I'll be taking like 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I give you different, you know, different awards for winning. And then, but the major award will be getting into the studio, recording like producing your songs. Yeah, but now what I'll do, when you win, now I'll put you under contract with my record label. You get the point? So that I also help in terms of management and managing yourself, because we have a poor management come to artists. Most of artists do not have a management plans, you know. They just want to sing and be famous. That's it.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Well, I think that makes a lot of sense. Mm. So what are you taking from America? What else have you learned here that you think you can take back over there?
Okay. Mm-hmm. First of all, America is not a place for people to be lazy.
So let them don't think that the dollars are rolling on the floor. No.
By the way, if you see someone send you money from America back at home, that guy is a philanthropist. that guy is just a giver. You know, thank God that they're sending my people
because
work hard.
People work for their money.
They work for that money. It doesn't come for free. It doesn't come from a silver plate. You know, people work hard for it, you know. And so if
so that is the, one good thing that you learned here.
I've learned that. And you know, I'm very positive about it, you know. You know, I was making a joke the other day. Why are, like, in the places I was, why are no people walking on the streets? What's happening? Mm-hmm. Everyone is in a car. You know, are these people lazy? That's why they don't want to walk. They always want to ride in a car, you know.
You get
to a certain place, there's a food shop, and you pay for the food while in the car. You go there, you pick it, while in the car, you can't even walk out, you know. I saw somewhere you go and then there's a ATM card. You just get it and you put the money from the car. This is the highest level of laziness. But let us know, it's time management. You know, people want to be on time, do things on time. You know, you don't want to waste even a minute. You get the point? Mm-hmm. So I realized, back at home, I've wasted very many hours to be a billionaire.
Many, many hours, right?
Yes. You know?
Well, I appreciate that. And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
So you're going to take that back. So now let's come to our final track for today, which is going to be Mago Nonsense.
Mago
the
Nonsense.
Title of the song itself, the Mago and the Nonsense, combined together.
Mago Nonsense means that is nonsense.
That is nonsense.
Yes.
So what is this nonsense that you're talking about?
Okay. Let me begin with a Nigerian saying that says, okay, that... While you're busy, you know, grooming a girl for future use, let me say so, someone is busy eating that girl, you know, like a mango. It's like a mango being eaten somewhere, just put salt and eating.
Even before the mango is ripe.
Before the
you
mango is
to
ripe.
Pick it and eat yes, it raw.
You are waiting for
salt.
It to be ripe. You're making it to be ripe for
and
you to eat.
Uh-huh.
But someone is already eating it raw, putting only salt and eating. Are you getting the point? So the result of that, you know, is that very many sisters, our sisters, you know, this is happening all over the world. You know, the high rate of single motherhood is alarming, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then you realize very many men are avoiding to marry ladies with children because they're avoiding responsibilities. Well, how are they avoiding responsibilities? You'll never know if that same person already has fathered some kids and he has run away from that responsibility. So why would I father some kids, run away, and then want to marry another woman with kids?
With kids. So that's going to be it.
You get the point?
All right.
So I'm trying to tell my sisters, those who are single mothers, because me, my mother became a widow. And then once you're a widow, you're a single mother. You get? You don't have a husband. But she raised us until the time she died, you know. But I saw the way she raised us. She was working so much hard to make sure we eat, we sleep, we go to school. Okay? So I'm encouraging our single sisters. Those men who despise you, those who look down at you because you're a single mother, come on, that is nonsense. Gather yourself, you know. You can be a single mother, but come on, you may be a CEO.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be a single mother, you know, but you live in a mansionette. You may be a single mother, but you're a millionaire, okay? So single motherhood is not a taboo. It's not a problem. Be smart here, you know?
Just get it up here.
Just get it up
and
here.
And be smart.
Yeah, so those
so that is the
Mago
nonsense.
You, come on, tell them that is nonsense, man.
All right.
Being a single mother is not a disease.
All right, well, that's what we're going to be closing the show with today. Mago Nonsense is the track, but just before we play the track and Phoebe is going to perform that track, you want to say hello to your... friends and family out there in Kenya
yeah,
and all over the world that are watching you or listening to you right now?
Yeah. 254, this is your boy, Engineer Wode Phoebe. They call me Le Grand. Yeah. The senior producer, the super producer himself. Thank you so much for your support. If it was not for you people, you are the bosses. I'm your servant. I wouldn't be here today. I love you. Appreciate you. Thank you for making me come this far. God bless you.
Bless you. And now let's close with this track today, Mago Nonsense. And so I want to thank my guest, Wode Phoebe, for being so hilarious.
Thank you,
and
Sam.
Also to my engineers out there, thank you so much. And a very big thank you going out to Patrick Dea, who actually arranged this.
Thank you.
It has been an awesome pleasure having you as my guest in the studio.
I appreciate
Till
it.
Till we meet again, I am David Vandy here in Washington, leaving you now with the track, Mago Nonsense, performed right here in Studio 4 of the Voice of America. And this is Wode Phoebe.
penjo kanyana Nyakwaro juju Wach moro chana ye uko nyajo kanyana Ye utwa Wacho wachi moro motamo wanga Ye utwa Wacho wachi moro motamo wanga Avinjogi wacho ni nyiwa masano pogore ginyiri manene Nyiwa masani opogore ginyiri manene Siyo maneno yangu ana winjo mana kajiwacho Nyako chalo maembe kirito mondo chegi jomoko chame manumu Nyako chalo rabuon kirito mondo tede jomoko mwode gipote Nyako chalo niang kirito mondo yede jomoko nyame kamano Kiwote iboma jomoko wacho onge jaod ngato Eiboma jomoka winyo wacho onge gir ngato Gibiro seri, gibiro temi, gibiro dwari Nyarwegi, los kari dichuo yudote Mama, rit kodi dichuo yudote Nyaminwa, rit dalani dichuo yudote Mago jonyego, mago otoche, mago aloketho ori Mago jonyego, mago otoche, mago alomuko ori Kienegi, kagiseti okori, gibiro ketho nyingi Oh, gibiro wacho in worthless, kedo in useless, yawa yuara nibisa